M. Campbell Contracting.
Hey, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. Is Mark around?
No, I'm sorry, he's not. He's on project for the rest of the day. This is Carla. Can I help you?
Hey, Carla. Actually, I think you may have spoke to my coworker, Megan, back in, looks like May, around the end of May.
Okay.
She gave me guys a call. We're a commercial bank that offers loans for equipment and working capital.
Okay.
And she took some pretty good notes, but she mentioned that you guys buy from auctions from time to time, and if they don't offer financing, then you guys will seek financing in that case.
Mm-hmm.
We work with Taylor Martin and also Ritchie Brothers. It's a few other larger ones that we work with. I don't know which auctions you guys go to.
If with those. The one around here is Yoder and Fry.
Okay, I've heard of those guys. So really just checking with you guys, are you guys planning on going to an auction anytime soon or have a need for any financing as far as that goes?
Not that I know of, but it usually just comes out of need, depending on the project that we're on. So what I usually do is just keep the information on file. It's an access file for Mark and myself if the need comes up, something comes up.
Okay.
So best thing to do is to send an email with all your contact information. I don't know if you had in the past, but I can look in the file once I get all the information to see if it makes sure it's all updated as far as contacts or whatnot.
So, absolutely. Let me see if I just have Mark's email, Mark M. Campbell, Bell, QNTG.
Yeah.
.com.
Yep.
I could email you as well on the email so you have it.
It's all the same with the exception of the first name. Just change that to Carla, C-A-R-L-A, and it's at mcampbellcontg.com.
Gotcha. And you said Carla, which is just C-A-R-L-A, right?
Correct.
Gotcha, Carla. Okay. Well, my name's Dennis. I'll get the email out to you guys so you have some information in front of you. And yeah, if anything pops up, we also have loans for working capital and some unsecured programs for you guys as well, if that's something that was you ever a need for inventory or payroll or taxes or something that's a quick turnaround for you guys.
What happens is it depends on, again, the size of the project and who we're dealing with. The turnaround on payoff usually
on getting
is paid. 30 day generator, and then 60 to 90 by the time it reaches back around. It just depends who you're working for.
Exactly. Yeah, I was an electrician for quite a while. Worked on government contracts, and I guess there was times where the contractor getting paid for six months, I believe, at one point, back when things were really bad. And they're trying to make payroll, and they're taking second mortgages on their homes and stuff to pay us. It was pretty sad.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough way to go when you get into those. But we wrapped one up, thank God. There were like four funding entities it was a rural renewal in southern Ohio, and we had to wait for each one of those entities to pay. So that was a little bit grueling, but thank God that one's gone. We'll pay a little more attention to that next time around.
Yeah.
I'm too old for that game. I've been sitting here for 32 years. I'm too old for that. There's other things to do.
That's true. I hear you.
All right, Dennis, I appreciate it. Just go ahead and send that through, and I do print those, and I'll keep it on hand.
Sounds good, Carla. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.